ABC Radio Australia.
Back to, of course, the elections in Solomon Islands. We have those who are keeping a close eye on the result of this year's national elections. They are human rights advocates. Rodney King-Mille, he says an overwhelming majority in favour of the incumbent government could spell problems for democracy in the country. But Mr. King-Mille says this would all depend on the composition of the government.
My sense is that if the ruling or our party, which comprise the ruling government in the former parliament, if they return at least the same number of members that they had in the last parliament and maybe more, then that would be when, you know, alarm bells might start ringing, because, you know, they might start pushing the envelope, as it were, pushing the boundaries to see how far they can get away with some of their pronouncements. The former government has always said that, you know, democracy is about the majority rule, and so they pushed through various amendments in the last parliament based on the fact that they had the number to push the amendments through. So if they come back with the same or a larger number of members, then, you know, they might continue where they left off, and that might be a slippery slope down somewhere that the country doesn't want to be. But having said that, there's an appetite for change within the general population, and if the results of the election means that not as many of the former government come back in, that might sort of put some brakes on this trend.
In other words, a narrow majority might actually be a brake or a handbrake on some of these tendencies, which are never going to carry Solomon Islands to straight-out autocracy, but could erode its strong democratic principles.
That's correct, yes. If it's a narrow majority, then that would put a brake on these trends.
Why is this so important? Because it's a distinction between democratic principles and majoritarian rule, as you're putting it. Why is that distinction so important?
It's to me, it's important because you know, a government which has you know, 40 or more members in parliament could use that under the guise of democratic principles to push through the agenda, which might not necessarily be democratic ideals or democratic changes to the law.
What's your message, or your organisation's message, about the importance of these principles, no matter who cobbles together a government in the next term?
I think the message is that even if the ruling party has the numbers, it should, when pushing through amendments, look at what's good for the nation as a whole, and not necessarily just pushing through amendments just for the sake, just because they have the numbers. So I think that's an important point that needs to be made.